Hello everyone, my name is Garrett.
And I am Maria.
And this is Let's Talk in English, the Saturday review show. Maria, what were the lessons that we had this last week?
Well, on Monday we had a delicious food lesson and the title was Delicious Whipped Cream.
Ooh, yes, I loved this lesson. I even made my own whipped cream this week, but I put it on a hamburger. I think that was a mistake.
Ooh, that sounds disgusting. Well, I did have a pie with whipped cream on it. I think I enjoyed my dessert more than you did.
I would agree. Well, we also had a story lesson. This was a classic story called The Princess and the Pea.
That's right. There was a prince looking for the real princess, and he found her in the end.
Right, they were going to get married. All right, we finished up our week with a tips lesson. We gave you some great tips on how to change bad habits and how to get new good habits.
That's right, we all have some habits we would like to change. So friends, I hope that you found those tips useful.
All right, I sure did. Friends, if you don't remember those lessons, that's all right. We're going to watch them together right now.
Hi, Ken. I have pie and a can of whipped cream. We live on the same floor, so I can share.
Thanks, Betty. I love pie with whipped cream.
Good. Today is National Whipped Cream Day. Do you want some pie now?
Yes. Put lots of whipped cream on it.
Is that enough?
May I have a little more? Thanks. That's perfect.
I also like whipped cream on ice cream. And some people put whipped cream on fruit.
Or in cream puffs. Milo loves those.
Whipped cream is also delicious on hot drinks.
I like it on hot chocolate and coffee.
Me too. Well, enjoy your pie and whipped cream, Ken. I'm taking some to Zach and Ivy next.
The Princess and the Pea. Small things can show a person's true character. Once upon a time, there was a prince. He wanted to marry a real princess. He traveled all around the world looking for one. He met many beautiful women. Each one said,
I'm a real princess.
I'm a real princess.
I'm a real princess.
I'm a real princess.
But something was always not quite right. None of them seemed like real princesses to him. He felt sad.
How will I ever find a real princess?
He asked himself, and he went home to his castle. One stormy night, someone came to the castle door. Bang, bang, bang! A servant opened the door and saw a girl standing in the rain. Water ran down her hair, off her dress, and onto the ground, and her shoes were muddy.
Who are you?
He asked, surprised.
I'm a princess,
the girl said.
May I stay here for the night?
I will need to ask, the servant answered. Please, wait right here. The servant went to the queen. There is a girl at the door. She is asking to stay the night. She is a princess. Well, she says that.
We'll see about that,
said the queen.
Bring her to me.
When the girl came into the room, the queen looked at her. The girl was sweet and pretty.
You may stay,
the queen told her.
Is she a real princess?
The queen said to herself.
We'll find out.
That evening, the queen went to one of the bedrooms. She took a very small green pea and placed it on the bed. Then she put 20 mattresses on top of the pea.
If she's a real princess, she'll feel something under all the mattresses. If she's not, she won't,
the queen said with a smile. The servant took the girl to the bedroom. He said,
This is your bedroom. Sleep well tonight.
The next morning, the girl joined the king, the queen, and the prince for breakfast.
How did you sleep?
Asked the queen.
Not well,
the girl said.
There was something hard in the bed. I could not get comfortable. And this morning, I hurt all over.
The queen nodded.
Only a real princess could feel a small pea under all those mattresses,
she said.
You're a real princess,
cried the prince.
Will you marry me?
The princess smiled.
Yes, I will.
The king smiled and clapped his hands.
Ha 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 ha! We must celebrate.
Joy filled the whole castle. The prince and the princess celebrated their marriage with a big meal. Then everyone danced to beautiful music inside the big castle hall. They put the pea in the castle museum. Anyone could come and see it there.
She is a real princess because she felt the pea,
the queen said. The prince laughed.
Even under 20 mattresses.
Hi, Ken. How are you? Wait, are you biting your nails again?
Yes, I am. It's a bad habit.
You need to break it.
I know, but it's not easy. Do you have any ideas to help me?
Yes. First, notice when you do the habit, then do something else.
Okay. I usually bite my nails when I'm thinking about something or waiting for something.
When you want to bite your nails next time, try chewing gum.
That's a good idea. It will keep my mouth busy.
Exactly. I can help you too. I can remind you to stop biting your nails.
That would help, I think.
And don't stop trying. That's very important. Keep at it. You can change your bad habit little by little.
Thanks, Emily.
Hello, Milo. I just stopped by to say hi. Are you feeling all right?
Yes. Why?
Well, you're actually cleaning up your living room. What inspired you to do that?
I need to start some good habits. So I've set a goal. I will clean up the living room every day when I get home from driving.
Have you been doing this for a while now? When did you set this goal?
Just today.
Well, I hope you succeed in starting a new habit.
I'll succeed. I'm doing the things you're supposed to do to start a good habit.
Such as?
Working on one habit at a time and setting a goal.
Good. Did you plan a reward?
Reward?
Yes. You should give yourself a reward after you've done the new habit a number of times.
Good idea. I should celebrate small steps. I'll give myself a reward tomorrow.
How about after a week?
Okay. I just hope I can keep it that long.
Well, we know that whipped cream is delicious on lots of different things, both foods and drinks. Let's mention a few things and see if you can decide whether it's a food or a drink.
All right, whipped cream is delicious on pie.
So, is pie a food or a drink? I think that one is a food.
Garrett, can you give us the next sentence?
Sure. Whipped cream is also great on coffee.
Well, coffee is something you drink, so I think it is a drink.
All right, let's do a couple more of these. Whipped cream is also good on ice cream.
Ice cream is a food, a very delicious food. Did you guess that correct, friends?
Right, we would say ice cream is a food. If it sits for too long, you might need to drink it, but we'd still call it a food.
Yes. All right, here's the last sentence. Whipped cream is yummy in cream puffs.
Ooh, cream puffs are a food. They're a great dessert, and they can have whipped cream inside. Now, let's say some sentences from our story lesson. You need to decide which character said it. We'll say, who said it?
All right, here is a sentence that someone in the story said. How will I ever find a real princess?
Oh, I know. Who was looking for a princess? It's the prince. Here's the next one. You may stay. Who said that?
I know, that was the queen. She said that to the princess. Here's another sentence. This is your bedroom. Sleep well tonight.
Okay, who showed the princess her bedroom? That would be the servant.
That is correct. Here is one more sentence. Not well. I hurt all over.
Okay, who was hurting in the story? That would be the princess, because of that one little pee under all those mattresses. Well, friends, it's time to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Let's talk in English.
Welcome back, friends. Let's describe a couple words from our tips lesson. Let me describe this word. These are hard things at the end of your fingers.
You are talking about your nails.
Right. Here's another one. This is something you can chew or bite in your mouth, but you don't want to eat it or swallow it.
Ah, Garrett, you are talking about gum. Well, friends, I hope you guessed that correctly. And now let's watch our features. Hi, everyone.
I'm Eva.
Oh, hello. Who are you?
I'm Mix It Up Mikey. I have a crazy name and I play a crazy game.
What kind of crazy game?
I mix up letters in words and you guess the words.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, today we're talking about whipped cream.
I love whipped cream.
Me too. It's Diclusio.
Whipped cream is Diclusio?
Yeah.
D-I-C-L-U-E-S-I-O?
Yeah, it tastes really great.
Oh, I know. Whipped cream is delicious.
Yeah, it's really yummy. It's a great topping, too. You can put it on ice cream.
ice V-neck? I-C-E is ice.
Yeah.
And R-E-M-A-C is... Oh, I know. You can put whipped cream on ice cream.
Yeah. You can also put it on a thaw drink.
A thaw drink? T-H-O drink?
Yeah.
What kind of a drink is a thaw drink? I know. A hot drink.
Yeah. Whipped cream is wonderful. So much sweetness in a N-A-C.
N-A-C?
In a neck, yeah.
Oh, I got it. It's in a can.
Yeah. Hey, that's fun. Thanks for playing Mix It Up, Mikey. Yep, yep, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Hi, friends. I am Gabe. Welcome to Gabe's Game. Were you listening carefully to today's story? Of course you were. So you will do very well in my game. Are you ready? Good. Here's question number one. True or false? The prince is looking for a good servant. Think carefully. The prince is looking for a good servant. I hope you said false. The prince has a good servant already. The servant opened the door, remember? But who is the prince looking for? That's right. The prince is looking for a real princess. And I hope that he finds one. Well, here's question number two. Where does the prince live? Does he live A, in a castle, B, in a house, C, on a boat, or D, with a mouse? I hope you said A, in a castle, and I hope there is not one mouse in that castle. Well, in the story, a girl came to the castle. Here is question number three. What were the girl's shoes like? A, they were pretty. B, they were clean. C, they were muddy. Or D, they were green. Pretty, clean, muddy, or green. If you said C, they were muddy, you are right. Okay, that's all from me for today. Make sure that you join me every week for Gabe's Game. See you next time.
Hey guys, I'm Billy, the sentence builder. Time to build a sentence in English. Oh, okay. Breakfast ate in the bedroom the king. Wow, lots of words. I don't understand this sentence. Can you? We need to build it better. Let's begin. I see an action word here. Ate. But who ate? Yes, the king. A king can eat, but a bedroom can't eat. So now we have the king ate. What did a king eat? Do you know? His breakfast. Correct. The king ate his breakfast. But where did he eat it? What did you say? I can't hear you. The other builders are making too much noise. Did you say in his bedroom? Okay, let's try that. Ha ha! The king ate his breakfast in his bedroom. Hey! I can understand the sentence now. We built a good sentence. Good job. Oh, they need me to build something over there. See you next time.
Have a new neighbor.
Yes, I met her this morning. He is very nice.
So your neighbor is a man?
No. He is a woman named Bethany.
Bethany is a woman's name.
So your neighbor is a woman?
Right. He is a woman.
Huh? I wish I understood.
Wish? I heard a grammar wish.
Who are you?
I am the Grammar Fairy. I'm here to make your grammar wish come true.
Did I make a wish?
Yes, you said, I wish I understood. I'm here to help. In English, we use he for men and she for women. Your neighbor is a woman. So you should say, she is a woman.
Oh, she is a woman and she is very pretty and nice.
I'd like to meet your neighbor, Bethany. Grammar Fairy, I wish she would fall in love with me.
I don't do love wishes, just grammar wishes. Gotta go.
Too bad. But hey, your grammar is really good now.
Thanks, and don't worry. I will introduce you to Bethany.
Hello, English language learners. My name is Dr. Idiom. I'm here to help you with your idioms. There are many idioms out there. Some are funny, some are strange, but they all are useful phrases to know. Let's see what today's idiom is.
Hello, Dr. Idiom. I'm Amanda.
Welcome to the program, Amanda.
I was wondering about the phrase, every cloud has a silver lining. My grandma often says this when bad things happen. What does it mean? Does my grandma really like clouds? Can you explain this idiom?
Another weather idiom. Every cloud has a silver lining. Has a good meaning. It's a positive phrase. It means even when something bad happens, something good can come from it. There's hope, or something good in every hard situation. A long time ago, people were afraid of dark storm clouds, but if they saw a little light behind the dark clouds, they had hope. They thought they might not get a bad storm. When the sun was behind a cloud, it would make a shiny edge. This is called a silver lining. It sounds like your grandma is a very positive person, Amanda. Even when something bad happens, she has hope that there is also something good about it. It's a good way to live your life. You can use this idiom in a sentence like this. I lost my job last month, but every cloud has a silver lining. I finally had time to start my own business. Have a great day. Bye, friend.
Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us today. As we reviewed everything we learned from this last week, we'll be here again on Monday with a brand new lesson. That's right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.